For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Roughly half of all calls to the Memphis Police Department relate to domestic abuse. Some offenders are ordered to get therapy, but most traditional programs have not proven very effective. One nonprofit counseling center in Memphis is trying a different approach, and a past participant thinks it could actually break the cycle of violence. This is the second of two stories by WKNO contributor Natasha Sinyanovich, examining new ways of easing the burdens on victims of domestic violence. It is produced in partnership with the Institute for Public Service Reporting and the Pulitzer Center.
James, and we're only using his first name, was arrested 2 years ago for an incident he still disputes. A day spent arguing with his wife ended with a call to the police. In an affidavit, his wife said he choked her. James says he only grabbed her by the arms.
I mean, we've been married 30 years. I've had to repair a door or two, but physical between the two of us was something we did not do.
There was little evidence of an attempted strangulation, but because the allegation is so serious, the case went to the courts. James says the legal process became so expensive, he eventually accepted a plea deal. It included enrolling in group therapy. That's how James came to the Kindred Place Counseling Center and its program called Achieving Change Through Value-Based Behavior, or ACTIVE. It was launched in 2018. Sessions are facilitated by two therapists, one of whom is Amanda Russell. She says typical intervention programs for batterers
focus a lot on changing patriarchal attitudes and beliefs and attitudes that endorse power and control over women.
But according to Russell, studies show this isn't much better than probation at lowering recidivism, because learned attitudes are only one factor. For instance, many abusers also have drug or alcohol problems.
And you try to only, you know, work with them on the violence, and you don't address the substance use disorder, they're likely going to reoffend.
The six-month ACTIVE program is more holistic. Russell says it's based on the premise that many people find it easier to minimize rather than accept difficult emotions.
One form of doing that is trying to control the people around them.
For instance, trying to keep a partner from ever going out instead of dealing with their jealousy. James says one of the men in his group described that avoidance as,
you have a problem, you beat on it until it stops moving. I'm like, what?
This is what breakthrough sounded like in the group, says James. At first, none of the 16 men wanted to speak. But by week three,
we were sharing, we were talking back and forth, holding each other up. There was a weeping and there was gnashing of teeth.
James credits Russell and the other therapist, both women, with never judging the men while guiding them through difficult emotional territory, beginning with childhood traumas.
It was impressive.
To James, the most violent men in the group were the most afraid of being alone or exposed. He says partners know the most intimate things about you.
Those things that you have from everybody else because you see them as weaknesses. She knows.
And that feels dangerous to people who are afraid of being vulnerable.
And that's why they lash out. That's the only way they know how to do it. That's the only thing they've seen coming up.
James and his wife have long since reconciled. He still doesn't believe his actions that day rose to the level of a domestic abuser. But he's also very glad to have gone through ACTIVE. James says it taught him to really listen, and not just react, to his and others' emotions. He says he's now constantly helping family and friends, quote, redefine anger. It's something everybody could use, says James, and early in life. Especially abusive men and women.
You're going to have a lot of different outcomes. A lot better outcomes.
That's the point, say therapists and advocates. Because domestic violence is not a problem that the legal system alone will fix. For WKNO News and the Institute for Public Service Reporting, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.